Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for coming home. Sorry that the chairs are all warm. I left them here, I could have sworn. These are my salad days, maybe an eternal way. Just another play for today. Oh, but I'm proud of you, but I'm proud of you. Nothing left to make me feel small. Luck has left me standing so
Welcome back, my friends. I don't know who that was singing that song. Yeah, I've got a big delay here. welcome back, my friends, to the show where we pretend. We're a team of voices, a group of writers from All Poetry, sponsored by the A.P. Taylor Poetry Foundation. It is May 6th, where you guys are at. Most people are at the year of our Lord 2023. It's Saturday night. It's Saturday. I'm Jay Hatter, your host for the evening. With me is A.P. Taylor, not only from down under, but from across the room. I'm in the same room as A.P. Taylor. In Australia with us also is Deborah Lee. She does all the heavy lifting so we can sit out here and look pretty. Hi, Deborah.
Hey.
Hey. So is there a lag? At all?
I've said one on mute, Hannah. Stephen's here as well, and I've let him in the studio.
I didn't What?
Stephen.
Okay. Okay. How you doing, Stephen?
Good. I'm in the land up over. Does that make sense?
Up over, huh? Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, the weather down here is crazy, crazy cold.
Really?
Raining cats and dogs. See, this week gold is the prompt I chose for last week for this week, and we have a number of rights should fill our time on air. Excited to see what everybody has for us. Are you on a time issue there, Stephen?
Yeah, yes, I am.
Yeah. Well, why don't we go ahead and get you up and down and share what you got so we get you on your way.
Strike it with
you. Say what?
Did you strike it rich yet?
Oh, I haven't even gone out to the gold fields yet. The weather pretty much has not allowed us to. Yeah. We're just going to have to go day to day to see what it's like. I guess where we would have been, it's freezing cold. They have flash flood problems also you got to be aware of. Mm-hmm. So we're just going to go day to day to see when we can visit the gold fields. I can honestly say that I stood there. Whether I found any or not, that's irrelevant. Really the bucket list wish I've had my whole life. I am in Australia with a great, most gracious host, A.P. Taylor. I want to thank him tremendously for inviting me down. He's been most kind and friendly since I've been here. I can't think of anything I could want to or ask for. Thank you, A.P. Taylor. Are you still muted?
Mm-hmm.
Well, unmute yourself. I'm on the other side of the room. Can't hear.
Oh, you can't hear me at the phone?
Okay. No, that's why I'm sitting over here. Yeah, we just can't be next to each other.
I'll try to head up.
So you're getting off the bar?
That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little confusing. But if we can, I'm not in the studio, so if somebody could load the Stevens up. There you are.
I did
already.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, AP. Yeah, we got a big lag. Okay.
All right, ready?
Yep.
All right, this one was inspired actually by the animated feature film The Hobbit from 1977. And I call this Coins of Gold Awaken Dragons When Trotted by Furry Toes. To dance across a pile of peeling gold, he who walks unseen, around sleeping dragon of ages old, steel Arkenstone gem so sheen. A rider of barrels on whitewater peril, fly with a sting at his side, cutter of webs making spiderlings ebb, keeping tottering dwarves in stride. Wearer of luck and a ring that was struck, shaker of burly eagle's wing, breakfasts with bear under hill through the air, well-heeled integer does sing. Start up the beads with underground streams, fan flames to make molten greed, all starting in day of Durin's last rays, and the flying old thrush did shriek. Waking of smog, raining hellfire fog upon Lake Town just after dark, eyed missing scale with a shot like a rail, black arrow did hit its mark. But five armies fight enough through days and the nights, Dwarven King falls before victory's claim. A new friendship is found between mountain and town. Went to there and then back again. End poem.
Yeah, I see the animation they put up there. That is the first I remember when we first got the VHS machines. That was the first Hobbit story that I had ever run across. That was years and years ago, but I think it's a little different than the actual novel. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, they took some liberties and they shortened it up a bit too compared to what the novel was.
I see the inner line rhyme. How do you like doing that? I mean, you don't usually write that way, but comes out pretty good sometimes, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it's cool. It makes it kind of lyrical.
Yeah, very much so. Hey, Pete Taylor, what do you think, man?
I really love The Hobbit, Stephen, and I think you picked up a whole heap of the aspects of The Hobbit there quite beautifully in terms of the story and in terms of the sense and feel of the story that Tolkien masterfully put together. And so I thought it was a really cool poem.
Yeah. Deborah Lee. I'm having phone issues here. Deborah Lee, what do you think of The Hobbit?
I would love to comment, but real quick, I thought I would also tell you that there's a purple girl in the studio.
Miss Chaos.
Hello?
My purple girl. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm on the, can you believe it? I'm on the other side of the planet.
I know. I'm excited for you.
Yeah, everything here is a flash from my past, to tell you the truth. Which is a good thing. Really, I have enjoyed my trip down here so far. So were you able to hear Stephen's?
Wait a minute. I'm going to comment.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. No, Stephen, I thought this was really cool with the ABAB you got going on. I agree. It's really, really lyrical. And the details that put the image from The Hobbit in your mind came out really great. And another thing on the side note, isn't it funny how we poets tend to say, like, are you back again? But then when we write a poem and we need mm-hmm. your rhyme, it's then back again. And I do it too, so I'm not making fun of you. I just think the liberties that we take when we write poems are pretty funny. But no, seriously, the details and stuff here are fantastic and put an image in my mind every bit as much as the gift that you added there and a 10. So, like, and one other thing, I think I have become so accustomed to you bringing your four-line 10s that this one felt like a graphic novel, just saying, but it was really awesome.
Yeah, in saying that, the accents people have a lot of times, if it's English isn't your first language and you're writing in English, the rhyming scheme does change quite a bit sometimes. So appreciation when people do change, and I do the same thing. I think that the Ben again thing scene, the rhyming words can change. So yeah, it's not so much taking liberties as it is just making it all work, right?
That's right. How else are you supposed to say it's going to rain again?
Again.
Right? Rain.
You know, I've never noticed the difference in my I've been told I have a California accent. I don't know what that actually is, but writing poetry and rhyme and hearing other people do the same thing, I noticed it for the first time in my life, basically, being able to hear other people share. And that's what's important about this radio gig we got. It really shows the quality. Because I remember trying to help somebody that was from Jamaica. He wanted me to help him rhyme. And we were struggling at it. This was all off of keyboards. We weren't sharing audio on the radio or the phone. But we were struggling so bad, and then I realized, well, damn, the Jamaican accent is probably the worst that I've found trying to keep a rhyme scheme together. So, you know, just to explain something. So Chaos, Purple Chaos, what did you think of the piece? Were you able to hear it?
I heard part of it. And then I went back and looked at it, and I was kind of laughing about what Deb said about the four-line poems and how long this is, because, like I said last week, I used to be the queen of brevity, and then all of a sudden all of my poems were full page long. but but you must have won the prize for all of the strong words at the bottom of the page, because there's a lot of show don't tell. There, all of the words are like pictures. There's a lot. You really told a story with this. You have a lot of very vivid words in this, and I like that. And I like good rhyme. I don't like forced rhyme. Forced rhyme gets on my last nerve. That's why I love Hatter. Okay, that's not the only reason I love Hatter, but I love Hatter's poetry. That's the only thing I like about Hatter is his rhyme. This is really good. I liked it.
Thank you. Thanks.
Yes. I'm in a crazy mood tonight, so y'all will just have to forgive me.
Crazy's good. You fit right in. Stephen, are you going to tell us what's going on at Poetic Slice before you go?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully this time it'll work, because this show has been rescheduled all the way since January. On Wednesday, it will be the Mortuary of Shadows at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, and we're going to try to finally do The Predator. So we have quotes from the movie The Predator to write to, or you can write to the whole movie or to characters. Just come and have some fun. I had some fun with mine, and I look forward to finally playing it on the air. Of course, it's still May, so, May the 4th was, just passed, but we're going to do Star Wars on Sky Show every Thursday all this month. And it looks like we're going to start off with we're going to do Rogue One, the movie Rogue One, on Thursday. Once again, quote right, scene right, character right, with guy on Thursday at 8 p.m.
Oh, awesome sauce.
I don't know. Can you please find out? Sorry, my house is imploding.
Nope.
Steven, send a hug for Kay.
Will do.
Thanks, Steven.
Thank you, everybody.
Appreciate you calling.
Yep. Take care.
Yep, we'll do.
Okay, now I thought we were going to not have a lag with me, but it seems to be even more so. So I dropped and had to call back, so I didn't catch out everybody's comment. I apologize. This is weird that I can hear AP's phone and the lag that is there. I would walk over somebody and try to talk when they were talking. It's because of the lag. I don't know what that is. I thought that would be gone with me, same place AP is, but it's not. Maybe it's just me. Follows me everywhere on this planet. I think I'm going to go ahead and have AP Taylor take over the narration of the show, because the lag is terrible. Full second and a half. So AP, if you don't mind, go ahead.
No, that's fine. I'm sort of used to it a bit. And now, Chaos, did you bring a poem for us? Question.
I did. I brought a poem with a little treat on the top of it.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. Did you want to put that directly up on the board of A Team of Voices for us?
Okay. I think it's there.
Oh, wonderful. Hold on. Let me have a look. Everything takes, a little while to get. It is too. Thank you. It is. I can see it. Even down here, the other side of the world, I can see it.
It's called Even in Ruins, Things Can Still Be Golden.
Cool.
And there at the top of the page is a drawing that I've worked on this week.
Well done.
And I looked that up. I did some research. on the gold rush in the 1800s in Australia.
Well done.
And there are ruins of buildings from then, and this is the little drawing I did from pictures of the ruins. And then I wrote the poem, which I'm more impressed with the picture than the poem, but there it goes.
Don't say that.
We live here in the memories, back in the days of old, when in beautiful fields and woods, someone discovered a bit of gold. At first, just a few came to seek, but then the mines began, and townships started to be built. People came up with bigger plans. Businesses and homes and schools, they all grew up like trees. The jobs were plenty, so they came and brought their families. Of course, gold isn't endless. It eventually runs out. The mines slowed to a stop, so many left. But many went on, and other businesses flourished throughout. But through the years, they too faded, and those families too went away. But if you walk through our woods and down our paths, we still remain here to this day.
They do. They absolutely do. Chaos, they do. And that is a fine poem because there was about a half of the population that was in Australia in 1890 left Australia in the 10 years after that. And so you're dead right. There were a whole heap of buildings that weren't needed anymore, and they fell into disrepair. And some of them were restored, and a lot of them weren't, and they are still sitting there today. So it's a very poignant poem. So for all of that, I am going to go to Deb to get a comment.
You know, I thought it was really cool how you did the research, and through the poetry taught us a little bit of history there, and I liked that you got the rhyme going on. I was like, oh, whoa, tell she's writing for some rhymers.
Yep.
Came out really awesome. And then on a side note, make sure you tell Little Miss BC, well, MBC, I should have said, Little Miss MBC, mm-hmm. that purple girl, that the drawing is really cool. I couldn't help myself there. The details of the painting or the drawing.
Yeah.
You can see the ruins there. And I think that the poem is just as good as the art. But, man, I wish I could draw like some of you guys because, like, I would have a hard time drawing a convincing stick figure. But these are attaching to your poetry is like, wow. And I've been waiting for hours because you put that little teaser on the board about the project you were working on for the poem. So I was like, oh, man, what's he going to bring? And this came out really, really cool.
Yeah, I had put something that I had to, what was it? Put something that I had to go on my secret mission. And then earlier, I was just like, oh, what, 3 hours to go? Is it almost time to panic? Because
yeah,
the drawing
wasn't
finished. It wasn't finished 2 hours and 45, or like 3 hours ago, it wasn't finished. And so my poem wasn't typed, and I was like, okay, am I going to panic, or am I just going to, or is it just going to fall together?
Well, it very much fell together. I think you did a fantastic job, and and it's really cool that you're back and that you've been so inspired and that you're drawing and writing and good to see, Chaos. Good to see.
Thank you. I'm so excited about this because the drawing, I have not done true art much since college, which I graduated from college. I'm going to tell my age here. 1996.
That's really cool.
And you have a degree in art also, right?
I have a degree in art.
Yeah.
Anna, did you want to say a few words?
Yeah, it's a photographic. It specializes in photographic arts, but it is from the. I did all kinds of art classes: drawing, painting, serigraphy. Pretty much, you name it, I did it. In order to get that degree, the only thing I hate to draw is people.
Oh, same thing. People find out that I draw, and what do they ask you? The first thing. Can you draw me? I've done two profiles, portraits in my life. And the last one I did for my mother on her 71st birthday, I drew her her graduation picture. And it took me over 4 months, three different starts, and I swore I'd never do it again. It was haunting. I'm just not that good. You can really appreciate the people that do that on Chaos. The art eye they have is just incredible. Back to you, AP.
Thanks, Hannah. So I was going to get next poem from Jenny that she sent in and put that on the board and then play the sound.
Sounds like a plan. And in the meantime, Hatter, Stephen left a message for you on the chat wall. It says, take care, everyone, and strike it rich, Hatter. But when you do, don't forget the grand you owe me. And then a big grin. The five grand.
Five grand. You realize, Deb, in current amount, that's only 2.5 ounces.
I do realize, and as dense as gold is, it's not a whole lot that you need to find, Hatter, but you still, both of you, if you each find a nice chunk and make the news, that would be fantastic. Just saying.
Well, I've already promised myself that if anything came out of this trip as far as gold, my first agenda was to meet as many of you people as I could face-to-face. To visit by, no matter what it takes.
Sounds like a threat, Hatter.
It could be. You could take it as such. Oh, God, he's coming to my way. Who should leave? Don't answer the door.
Well, before we forget about that, I'm going to go to Jenny and her piece, and she has a sound player, and I'm going to play it. So here we go.
This is With You Being Idioms from a well-known book and movie called The Outsiders. Stay gold in the world, nothing gold can stay. Nothing gold can stay anymore in this world. Things truly are rough all over, through sick or sin. Stay gold in a world so divided. Is the grass really greener on the other side? Exchange each other's shoes for a while. See how they live. What would you do? No life is perfect. No matter what side of the tracks, remember, life isn't easy for anyone. Kindness matters. At some point in our lives, tragic happens. Can't control it, only how we react. Live your life new. Green. Blossom where you grow. Don't tarnish it. Exist in this world with a helping hand. There is already too much hate and death.
Now, Deb, I need to ask you, did you hear all of that or not?
It was really low.
It was really low.
It seemed really low, and then I kept hearing what I thought was like a smoke detector or something.
Right.
Anybody else hear that?
Well, let me play it again, Steve.
Good idea.
Yeah. Get up to the maximum volume. Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, just bear with me.
This is With Using Idioms from a well-known book and movie called The Outsiders. Stay gold in the world, nothing gold can stay. Nothing gold can stay anymore in this world. Things truly are rough all over, through sick or thin. Stay gold in a world so divided. Is the grass really greener on the other side? Exchange each other's shoes for a while. See how they live. What would you do? No life is perfect. No matter what side of the tracks, remember, life isn't easy for anyone. Kindness matters. At some point in our lives, tragic happens. Can't control it, only how we react. Live your life new, green. Blossom where you grow. Don't tarnish it. Exist in this world with a helping hand. There is already too much hate and death. For nothing gold can stay. End poem.
Okie doke. Well, I think that was better, Deb. I turned up
absolutely
maximum volume. Yeah, so thank you. Thank you, Jenny. And thank you for putting another poem into the show this week. And I like the sense of staying gold in a world so divided. And I like the colour sense, as if the grass is really green on the other side. I have to say, it is greener on the other side of the world at the minute, Jenny, because it's raining like all buggery, and so the grass down here is probably greener than anywhere else. But that just happens to be a moment in history. Deb, did you want to say a few words about Jenny's poem?
Yeah, I thought it was cool, the stanza you just mentioned, with is the grass really greener on the side? Exchange each other's shoes for a while. I like the way she put that, rather than walk in someone else's shoes. It's exchange each other's shoes for a while, so it was a nice play on words there. And then at the end, live your life new, green, blossom where you grow. Don't tarnish it. It just has an uplifting like message there. To me, it's sort of like be grateful for what you have and stop worrying about what the other person has, and you have to walk in their shoes anyway, type of thing, you know. So, and then there's already too much hate and death. For nothing gold can stay. And I agree. There is definitely already too much hate. I wish there was something that we could come up with, an easy fix to that. But hate sometimes is more prominent than love, and it'd be nice to see more love in the world.
Thank you, Deb. Thank you. Chaos, did you want to say a few words about Jenny's poem? Let's see if Chaos is still with us. Chaos, are you there? Hello, Chaos.
I guess if I unmute myself, y'all might be able to hear me.
That might help. Chaos, I mean, you know, may not too, but it could.
Yeah, that helps. I was okay. Saying to my phone, and I guess the cats or something, I liked what she did with Robert Frost's Nothing Gold Can Stay, because she started the poem and ended the poem with it, and then all of the stuff in the middle. She just really ran with it and kept on with positive messages, constantly encouraging a better world with that. Even though that's not an exceptionally positive statement, she took it and put a positive spin on it. And I liked that. That she put a positive spin on that.
Excellent. Great comment, Chaos. You know what they say, two roads diverge in a wood and all of that, and you can't travel on both, and she took the optimistic one, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. Hada, did you want to say a few words about Jenny's poem?
Yeah, it was good to hear it. I'm glad you played it a second time, AP. And this is our regular Jenny. She changed her name a little bit, right? This is Jenny.
Yes, Jenny.
Yeah, like you said, I think that what Deb said, there's not enough love in the world. I look at it as there's two words that I've known, that I've seen, not abused, but too easily used, was friend and love. It doesn't seem to have the powerful aspect, the meaning that it should, that some of us still hold dear. And I agree totally with what you said, Deborah. And Jenny, thank you for writing for the show.
Thank you, Heather. We will go and again say thank you to Jenny, and we will go to the board to look for the next poem, I think, Deb. Because I believe, Heather, that you had a poem and it was misplaced. Is that the right word?
I had notes written down, and I was right, and I was very satisfied with it. I thought it was a great piece,
yes.
And my hand went over the edge of the phone and touched something and logged me out of AP, and I lost it all. So
it is not good.
Not good.
Good, Hannah.
AP heard me, when I did realize.
There was a series of strong language coming from you, Hannah. And I knew something was wrong. Yeah. Strong language, you know. And so I thought to myself, well, there is nothing good coming from there. And then Hannah said, I've lost it, or words to those effects. It probably had some more feeling than that. And but, you know, I think we're PG-13, and so we have to be careful about these things. And so I thought to myself, that is not good. With about 15 minutes to go before the show, it's going to be a problem. Yeah?
Well, so much so I'm going to try to rewrite it after the show sometime, because it did hit on my trip down here, being here, and the chasing gold. And even though I emphasize that's very, very minimal of what's happening down here. I totally enjoyed myself so far, and expect nothing but big, better things. We will be doing a show from the gold fields if it allows us.
I mean, I think just to give you an idea, Chaos, of the sort of temperatures involved here, it's about 44 Fahrenheit here in Melbourne, and raining quite hard.
That's cold.
But if you go into the golf field, it gets a lot colder. And so the official temperature as we stand at the minute in the gold fields is 34. 34, you heard it. It gets to 34 in Australia.
Yep.
34. And if you want to take account of the wind chill, and because there's a lovely southerly coming off the Antarctica at the minute, right through the penguins and straight to us, it's about 30 in the gold fields. And so if we were panning for gold, we'd be doing it through ice at the minute. And my idea of panning for gold does not include ice and snow. I'm sorry.
So we all have a...
It is 90 degrees where I'm at today.
Here you go, see? I can now officially say, and I've got a witness, Australia gets cold sometimes. Melbourne gets cold. It hasn't been cold.
It has. It definitely has. To think going to Australia, you're going to be in the outback and it's going to be hot and miserable. Seems that. It's not.
No.
Not Melbourne.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
The one final story before I play Pee Wee Soundclub. When I used to play sport, played a lot of different sports. I played soccer. Yeah. So, you know, what they call in Europe, football. Anyway, I played soccer, and I played in Ballarat. and it was really freaking cold. And then just before halftime, it started snowing. And so we spent halftime putting snowmen on the cars of our parents and then went out and played the second half in snow, right? And it was so cold that I got in the showers and I thought they were hot and they were actually cold water. Strangest experience of my whole life. Anyway, there you go. That is the gold fields. Meantime, I have Pee-wee's Palm on the board and I'm playing the sound clip.
Pyrite Angel.
Yeah, I'm happy to be standing outside at the moment, being at the echo between the two phones was sort of distressing.
Saw you there down the hall. It was before the Captain Hill ball. Reaching out, smiled, and clenched my hand. Pulled me in, no man's land. Revolutions around the sun were like bullets in time's gun. So many times that we had passed, that mistress many times too fast. Then your veneer began to crack. Angel turned monkey on my back. I'd follow you straight into hell, and you were my pyrite angel. And years didn't do you too kind. Gold to hideous green lines. Once you were beauty to behold. Faded and covered in mold. All your lacquer had come undone. Told myself that you were the one. Followed down in the depths of hell. You're just a pyrite angel.
Well, there you go. And thank you, Pee-wee, and again for your contribution this week. Pyrite, of course, is iron pyrite or gold, iron sulfide, and... there's a lot of it out there, a lot more than gold. And so if you get out there, you can actually find this. I'm sure Hatter won't because he's going to have all the equipment. But I really quite like the sense and tone of that, particularly how you use the piano and how you work the timing of the verses in with it. Deb, did you want to say a few words?
Yeah, I like how compares her to fool's gold. She's a pyrite angel, so obviously just the title alone makes you aware that she's not really an angel from the get-go. And then you see him, and he says, like, then I saw you there down the hall before the Continental Ball. Reaching out, you smiled and clenched my hand, pulled me in from nowhere, no man's land. So it starts out good. You know, she grabs his hand. She helps him out. But then as it goes on, that veneer cracks and her true color shows, which sadly happens with a lot of people. But I really, really like the play on Pyrite Angel because, like I said, you know, we right from the get-go, we knew that it wasn't good news coming at us. And then at the end, you know, all your lacquer had come undone, told myself that you're the one. I'd follow you down into the depths of hell, but you're just a pyrite angel. I like the clever approach.
Thank you, Dick. And Kata, did you want to say a few words about Pee-wee's Palm?
Yeah, the same thought. Once again, same thought I had on the certain lines. Deborah, you're picking my mind. I love that pyrite angel. I'd follow you straight into hell. You were my pyrite angel. And the monkey on the back, I mean, it's the gold fever. It's easily described, not easily lived. I mean, people that have gold fever rarely will probably say I do have it, but yeah, I enjoyed the ride very much, Pee-wee. Great addition to our group. Thank you, Pee-wee.
Thanks, Hannah. Deb, did you want to put your palm up on the board next for us?
Sure will. And I think I brought Freeverse, which I don't write very often.
But yeah.
Yep. Okay, and here's the board, okay. You should see it now.
I do.
Cool. And I thought that the mask in this was really cool. Anyway,
cool
it's called
picture.
Yeah, isn't that awesome? Okay, it's called Plated Gold Covers the Gold Digger's Fake Grin. Here we go. One. Gold Digger's candy apple-coated smile hides the red smoke screen, blocking bone-white fangs revealed in snarls. And her beehive hairdo stacks tresses in a tight bun to cover the two horns protruding off the scalp, as her tongue paints pictures that her motions erase by wagging. The giggle she slaps faces in the walnut shell ball game. I'm sorry. With giggles, she slaps faces in the walnut shell's ball chase, too. He holds the door and pulls out chairs for her, masking the monster green-tinted skin, triggering screamed razor-edged word weapons. His voice lashes and slashes to cut thick scars. Then he shops florists for flowers and shops for jewelry stores for gold baubles. Titanium white, so the glitter blankets landfill aroma till spring. Gray gulls and drooling buzzards circle as sprouts bud in manure and flowers blossom. Gold daffodil blooms perfume the fecal gag. Four. This world displays pink-tinted mirrors for sleight of hand parlor tricks at the gold-plated masquerade balls. Kiss the frog to snag the king in his gold-dipped crown crusted with colored gems. But peel back the metallic wrapping paper. Peek inside the box and look hard to see clear image. Then grin and stay or shed the rotten egg breath geezer and his pot of gold to purge. Then inhale and discard the gold-plated bullshit. And
well, there's some feeling in that one, Deb. Tell us what you really think.
Read the AN. Read the AN.
You can dip a turd in gold, but even with the pretty coating, it's still just a piece of poop.
Yep. Indeed. Chaos, did you want to say a few words or reflections about this piece?
Yeah, you can. You said Hatter, right?
I said Chaos. Oh, I'm getting there.
Chaos? Did you say Chaos?
No, go Cap.
I did.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry. I was just thinking, I was just wondering how many people saw me in the first one when I role play. But I don't know that any of y'all are well, I know Hatter is in total chaos and has seen me dance around and giggle in ball gowns and stuff in there. And but... So my group total chaos is completely insane. It has nothing to do with poetry. But anyway, Yeah, I was just laughing about that because the strangeness of the first one reminded me of the crazy stuff that I do. But the rest of this, it was just full of the most amazing imagery. And yeah, that last part is it hits hard with the the BS.
Yes.
No matter what you do to it, it's still BS.
It is. Exactly right. Exactly right, Pam.
No matter how pretty you make it.
No. It's still BS. It still smells it. Hannah, did you want to say a few words? Hannah? Okay.
I said where you come back from.
Okay.
We got one more poem.
We've got mine as well, Deb. So we've got two
more poems.
We have two more poems. So I was going to throw mine on next and finish with Tony, because that makes perfect sense to me that you'd finish, finish there. So bear with me, and I am going to go over the board and grab my poem and throw it on the board, I think, if I can do it properly. Bear with me while I do that. I've got cold feet. That was a quick one. Almost more than cold, actually. Almost like frozen. But anyway, apart from that, there's nothing like having a few challenges, and that's why we're here, Deb. That's why we're here. The gold was easy to get. They just give it to you on a platter as you walk through customs. So, you've got to work for it. So work for it we will, Hatter. Yeah. So if I can ever get my thing in there. Can you copy my poem onto the board for me?
I can. I'll head over to your page right now.
Thank you. This is the last one there.
There's only like 5 or 10 minutes left, so maybe Hatter can read while I go and get that, because he just put his purple girl on the board.
Oh, did he? Okay. Well, he can do that, but I'll. Oh, okay. Hatter, do you want to read your purple girl poem?
Hatter?
Yeah, unmuted. Since I've lost my piece that I wrote for the show, I'd like to share my appreciation and excitement that chaos is back with us. I'd like to read A Purple Girl by me.
Sounds like a plan.
And it goes like this. This was written April of 2014. A Purple Girl. I met online a purple girl. She wrote about the blues. I found her pen she left behind. I recognized the view. I met online a purple girl. Her smile was never seen. I read the stories left behind, poetic verse across my screen. I met online a purple girl. Does she know her tints are showing? I wonder what color sky she sees when the purple winds are blowing. I'm so glad you're back. Yes.
Oh.
Thank you.
Chaos, did you want to say a few words?
Thank you, Hatter.
She's crying.
I always appreciate it when you read it for me.
You're welcome. You mean a lot to me.
Thank you.
I put that one on speaker so my daughter could hear it.
That's so cute.
Tell your daughter he put it in his book, too.
Yeah,
She's 13 now.
Uh-huh. She's getting older.
She was a little baby thing when both.
There you go. There you go. Yes. You want to say a few words about Hatter's place?
Yeah, I think it was an awesome tribute, and I really like it when he brings out Mr. Marshmallow. And it was a great idea to grab that one, Hatter, since you lost your other one. And it was also very awesome that
chaos is touched. And we are really glad.
No, that was actually before I actually saw it, Dave.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a long time ago. So,
long time. Right before I joined, too.
Long. Yeah. Okay. Righto. I'm going to palm next. And maybe, Haddock, and you can turn that off speaker and just put it on and listen to it without speaker. Because then we don't get the 1 second delay. Okay. Let's try this one. This is Sharp and Circle Fledged. And it goes a little bit like this. Deep in the courts that travels in fissures lies metal within waters fine for release. Searched for by teens of well wishes in lands now that sway in calm and peace. For once these valleys were noisy and full of the noise from wooden cradles as pans. Instead the branches of gums hang as wool. Across plains the creek flow as stone fans. So toward this lonely cold world, two figures, one shuffling in an army surplus olive jacket, another hobbling with a sharply dressed digger, unload their new equipment, cost a packet. And they are away, one is with the detector, a sharp eye is headed towards the creek. A muted sound is electronically Hector, while precious meadow within soils go sick. In palm, probably a week away, but, you know, might as well go there first. Deb, did you want to say a few words?
I like the rhyme and the ABAB thing going on there. But I like the details, like, for once these valleys were noisy and full of the noise from wooden cradles as pans. Instead the branches of gums hang as wool across plains, the creeks flow as stones fans. The feeling of left behind shows big time in the gums hang as wool, and that hustle and bustle that was there once before isn't now, and there's a sadness. And in the end there, and they are away, one is with the detector, sharp guy, has headed towards the creek. A muted sound does electronically Hector, while precious metal within soils they seek. And I was sort of picturing you and Hatter with, you know, waltzing around together with the metal detectors, trying to find some gold. But like I said, mostly that there was that sad feel that's pretty evident in the second stanza, and I think that it's very interesting that the feel of the poem, you and Chaos both hit with the, you know. What once was big time is now, you know, not.
Yeah.
And
not.
The details and stuff. So I think that you both did a great job, and I think that, like I said, your rhyme is always flat on too.
Thank you, Deb. Chaos. Yeah, we did go pretty similar themes, didn't we? Really, between those two poems, not similar at all.
What's that?
Chaos. I was going to get you to say a few words. You're allowed.
It's time for my meds. That's a few words. Oh.
That's cool. That works.
I'm sorry. My alarm went off at the same time you asked me that.
No. It's okay. I get it. All good. Hatta, did you get to listen to that, or did you want to make a comment, or maybe not?
Yeah, I'm here unmuted. A piece of Wizard of Words, the way he pieces the stuff to end so fast, how he writes. I think it's all said in the second verse. For once these valleys were noisy and full of the noise from wooden cradles and pans. Instead the branches of gums hang as wool. Across plains the creeks flow as stone fans. Beautifully done, AP.
Thanks, Hatta.
Yeah.
I really like that second stanza too, by the way. The idea of sort of gums hanging as wool sort of sort of struggled with her a bit, and then I looked, thought about it, and actually worked pretty well. Okie dokie.
Yeah, no,
so, we're going to move on to the last poem, Deb. And the last
on the
poem
board.
Is by Titus. And I'm going to play the SoundCloud, put it on the board, Deb. And here we go now.
Fields of Gold, Pantum. They stand the test of time in fields of gold, considered best when husks have ripened fine. For cutting wheat, then too should corn be hold, whilst autumn tends the scorn before the sign. Considered best when husks have ripened fine, that harvest trust the sun for the percent, whilst autumn tends the scorn before the sign. Could night-time too retract whilst too relent, that harvest trust the sun for the percent, retrieving light through its persistent lapse. Could night-time too retract what too it lent, against the moonlit ochres made perhaps, retrieving light through its persistent lapse, surveying sweet Tejetza's host grandeur, against the moonlit ochres of perhaps, prepared by nature's clock, the raconteur. Surveying sweet Tejetza's host grandeur, for cutting wheat then too should corn be told, prepared by nature's clock, the raconteur. They stand the test of time in fields of gold.
Well, there you go. Thank you very much, Titus. It's, again, a lovely piece. And I don't see too many people looking to rhyme grandeur and raconteur, but you've done it. And, of course, you have to do that in the form that you chose, the pantoum, because the rhymes go round in circles. So very, very well done. The person I know who does a lot of pantoums, or a few anyway, is Deb. Deb, did you want to say a few words about Titus's piece?
Yeah, well, for starters, I liked that background tune you had going, and it was driving me crazy trying to place it because I felt like I had heard it before. But anyway, yeah, and I have done a few. I think I have like 89 or something like that. So it's
mm-hmm.
definitely one of my favorite forms to write. But I can say that like, he's got some great end rhymes, like the one you mentioned, for one thing, that the grandeur and the raconteur. But I think in this one, the second stanza, too, considered best when husks hath ripened fine, that harvest trust the sun for the percent, whilst autumn tends the scorn before the sign, could night too. Nighttime too, retract whilst too is lent. I just think that he always has such a, like a rich, classy way of pronouncing the words, and the words he uses are always very, what am I trying to say? His intelligence shows dramatically through his poetry. And I mean that, you know, like, persistent lapse and cold nights time to retract what to is lent. Just a beautiful way of wording stuff. And then that closing stanza there, surveying sweet tangents as host grandeur, for cutting wheat then too should corn be told, prepared by nature's clock, the raconteur, they stand the test of time in fields of gold. So I like that he took a different goal. He went to the fields, the wheat fields, rather than the actual metal, the element. I think that it was a clever approach to it. And again, I say I'm a fan of the pantoum, so he did an excellent job with this one. And the prompt on part of it was the color yellow. So, like I said, I liked that his coloring was for the wheat, and because it does, it always looks like a field of gold when the wheat fields are, especially when they're blowing in. Swaying in the wind and the sun shining on them. It's a gorgeous sight. And it's really awesome that he keeps trying to put these poems in for us, even though he's working hard at his new his job, so that's an awesome treat.
Yeah, and he's got a new role, and he said he was going to be pretty busy and was going to struggle, but he's been fantastic supporter of us despite all of that, so thank you, Titus. Chaos, what did you think of Titus's Pantoon?
I am always impressed by people who... I am Chaos. Forms are impossible. except for haiku. I can write haiku.
Oh, I hate him.
you hate him?
No, I've not counted them. And I hate them. Apart from that, they're great.
I just can't do forms. So I'm always impressed when people can handle a form and do it well. And wheat. I'm from Southwest Oklahoma. It's in our state song. when the waving wheat, it sure smells sweet when the wind comes sweeping down. It's in our... don't shock me like that, girl. Okay, you're homeschooled again. Okay.
Interruption, did we? Is that what happened, Kyle?
But anyway, I absolutely love seeing the golden wheat fields here. They're just, you can see them for miles.
Yeah.
And it's just gorgeous. No. It's just gorgeous. So this is
great
just,
comment.
I really like the description. It's just beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you, Chaos. And Hannah, you're going to finish us off. What was your final comment on Tiny Space?
Putting my stupidity aside, what's the definition of raconteur? Just so I have it clear. Anybody give it real quick? I mean, I can look it up. I'm on my phone.
It's a person who tells anecdotes in a skillful, amusing way, like a poet.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's a very sweet. Sweet tight X as host can grandeur for cutting wheat and two should corn be told. Prepared by nature's clock, the raconteur, they stand the test of time, the fields of gold. Makes a lot of sense now. I know the definition. I'm embarrassed that I have to ask, but I'm not so proud that I can't. Yeah. Titus classes the place up, man, always does. Every time I'm impressed. I like the way he went with the color, like you said, Deborah. Nice piece, Titus. Thank you.
And I'll be honest, Hatter, I looked up raconteur when raconteur joined our group to find out that it was a storyteller or somebody who writes or says things in an amusing way. So I didn't know it until I met raconteur.
But we all learn something. I'll learn something every day.
We did. You never know where you might learn something. It could be as simple as someone.
So well done. And Deb, I think was a musical version of the Sting song Fields of Gold, which is why it was familiar.
Okay. Because it was driving me nuts. I couldn't figure out what it was.
Yeah. So,
but I must
think
say, Mr. AP Taylor, we are at the part where you need to tell me what to put on the topic board to go with the conversation that we had about Hatter and I being milk fiends.
and so very clearly, I was just going to go with milk. Milk. It's a substance that we don't have much of in our house because Hatter drinks it all before it gets here, almost. You know, it's like. Bring the tanker around and sort of chug in the hose, you know? So milk is where we're going. Yeah.
It does a body good.
Yeah, my first question, where's the cow?
Look, we'll go see cows, Hatter. Don't panic. Sheep's another story. I like cows. So
I like milk, but it's not a big fan of me, and I often have to use my inhaler after drinking it, but I like it too much to give it up,
really?
So... There you go.
No. I'm a big fan of milk. Don't drink a lot of it. Big fan of it. White cows. They're bright little, you know, intelligent-looking things. And so, with all of that, we have put to rest gold, and but we haven't, because Hatter and I have got to find some first. But we're going to do that later in the week when it gets a little bit warmer than just, you know, ridiculously cold. So in the meantime, we need to thank all those people who dropped past. And there was Stephen, and there was Kay, because she was on board. And then there was Chaos, who joined us for the whole time. Thank you, Perfect. There was Deb, there was Hannah, there was me, there was Tony, there was Pee-wee, there was Jenny. And who did I miss, Deb?
I don't really think you missed anyone, but Sinister did pop in on the board for a little while to say hello. He was in a mellow mood, so he stopped through. Oh, and I would like to take a moment to say, click on that link I just added to the board, because it's time to pick your art for Monday, as we feature the words of Silk Black Rose. So some really cool art that I dug up, and some great lines from his poetry. And looking forward to it. 10 p.m. Eastern, Monday.
It's a beautiful
picture. I figured out the picture I want.
Oh, did you? Well done, Chaos. That's impressive.
Did you sign, so we will... I can take it down for you?
What's that?
Did you sign the board so that I can take it off the list for you?
No, because I can never guarantee a poem.
Well, I always put plenty of art, so tell me the art number, and I'll take it off so that nobody else chooses it.
Okay, I'll tell you after the show. I have it written down in my notebook.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. So,
is that just
your
quote
with
the picture and a song?
I am going to say goodbye. We have to work out a tune for Milk for next week. I'm sure we'll do that. But meantime, I'm going to go back to the Brits, because they do, you know, decent-sized songs and do them pretty well. And so bear with me as I wander down the page to the Great British Group Spandau Ballet and get gold again to finish the show. And we will be with you next week for Milk, hopefully from a gold field not far away, and hopefully not freezing our tushies off, or you know, even worse, you know, getting them frozen. So this is Gold and by Spandau Ballet, and I will leave you to it and catch you in a week's time. Bye, everybody.
Great shows, guys. Love and respect.
And thanks to Hatter for wandering around and being in the cold while we tried to sort out what was going on with it.
I thank everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Participating to the show. Thank you all. Yep.
Thanks, Hatter. Pleasure to have you.
Thanks for having me.
And
good night, all.
Thanks, Chaos. Great to have you. And here we go. I think. Yes, we do.
Thank you for coming home. Sorry that the chairs are all warm. I left them here, I could have sworn. These are my salad days, slowly being eaten away. Just another play for today. Oh, but I'm proud of you, but I'm proud of you. Nothing left to make me feel small.
would be it for the wonderful world of gold. But we have only just begun. So keep watching this space. We've got another couple of weeks to go yet. Meantime, by the time we get to next week, probably a whole fridge of milk will have been drunk, and we're on milk. So we will see you next week. Have fun, everybody. Talk soon. Bye from the only Melbourne there is in the world, Melbourne, Australia, on behalf of Anna and I. And we'll catch you next week from somewhere again down here. Bye, all.
Thanks, guys.